fourth one.
Boogie in the morning.
Apologies in advance. It's time for What's It? It's time for What's It? The time is 8:14.
So my new contestant is Chloe Aiken. She's 22 from Leave and she's engaged to Sam, getting married next year. She's an admin assistant at Your Conveyor Sir Solicitors and currently she's on the number 27 bus from Leave and to Dunfermline and she's embarrassed because everyone is staring. Hi, morning Chloe.
Good morning.
Now what I need you to do is shout the answers out as loud as you can, okay? It doesn't matter about the other passengers on the number 27, okay?
Okay.
Listen, welcome to the game. The score currently, boys 10, girls 9. If we win today, then it means we have to go a tie break to work out who wins the month. If the boys win today, that's it. They've got it in the bag for the month. So
no pressure then.
No pressure, Chloe. Are you ready? You know how the game's played. 30 seconds to identify as many words as you can. You can only say what's at once.
Okay.
Your time starts now. If you go to court but you don't go to the jail, you might have to pay this.
A fine.
Yes. This red liquid comes out of your body.
Blood.
Yes. To stop intruders, you might set this in your house.
Alarm.
Yes. Boxers will do this in the ring.
Box?
Yeah, but what's it called?
Punch.
No, it's in the playground. Kids will
watch
go.
It.
All right.
Watch it.
When you stop work at the age of 65, you do this.
Retire.
Yes, men do this in their mirror every morning.
Shave
was right, just out of time though. You got retire, you got alarm, you got blood, you got fine. 4 points. The one you passed on is fight. So that's what boxers do in the ring. Chloe, never mind. Sit back, take a few deep breaths. 4 points.
Okay.
Let's see what the boys can do.
Do you know, it's so much easier. Everybody would be shouting at the radio there and thinking, oh, I can't believe you can't get this. But when you're actually on
when
doing
it. When
you're
on, it's more difficult.
Yeah, it's a bit. There's more pressure.
It's much harder. Right, talking about pressure, Alan Rennie, the pressure's on this morning, mate.
Yep.
Because, yep.
He's pretty laid back, Alan, isn't he?
He is, yeah. Because, yeah, the whole month relies on who wins today. Alan's, you've been our champion now for 2 days running. So you know what you're doing here. We've got a score of 4 to beat. Are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Okay. You can send one of these by text or in the olden days by pigeon.
Message.
Yes. If there's a football game and nobody wins, it would be classed as this.
Draw.
Yep. If this is attached to the side of your ear, you listen through it. that's one. Well, think about that one. A long yellow fruit.
Banana.
Yep. If you take your girlfriend out for this.
Eat.
Nope. You would go out and you would eat things.
Restaurant. Dinner meal.
Yes. This is a country, Montego Bay.
Water.
Oh no!
Oof.
It's a draw.
It's a
to
draw.
Work out who wins today. This is going to be tense, isn't it? All right, guys, you're both in the game. So, Chloe, you're back in.
Oh, no!
How close could this possibly be?
I know.
A nightmare.
I'm going to describe a word. You have to shout your own name first before you answer. Get it right, you win. Get it wrong, and it goes to the other person. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. This is a place where preschool children go.
Alan.
Alan?
Nursery.
Yes!
Is that my answer?
Alan wins it for the boys.
Not only do you win today, but you win the whole month of August. I can't believe it. Boys win with a score of 11-9. Well done, Alan. Chloe, bad luck.
I'm so sorry.
Don't worry, but thanks for playing.
Thank you.